Spies from foreign powers and growing right-wing extremism are amongst the biggest threats Australia currently faces, according to Australian Security and Intelligence Organisation Director General Mike Burgess. Delivering the organisation's inaugural annual threat assessment in Canberra, Burgess outlined the most pressing threats, while also explaining the need for ASIO to be more transparent. Ryan Stanton has more.
I want to be clear that the ASIO I have the privilege to lead is not a secret organisation operating as a law unto itself, conducting shadowy business around the margins of our democracy.
That was Mike Burgess, ASIO's Director General, heralding a new era of transparency for the agency, even as new threats to the country's security continue to emerge. Transparency was one of many topics covered in his speech, which focused on both examining the role of ASIO in Australia and delivering the lowdown on the threats currently facing the country. Director of Defence, Strategy and National Security at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Michael Shoebridge, explains the key threats that Burgess mentioned.
He talked about counter-terrorism as an enduring threat that was unacceptably high. There's also a rise in the threat of right-wing extremism turning to terrorist violence. And then he talked about the continued threat of espionage, which is spying as we know it, but also the more corrosive threat of foreign interference.
Spycraft and foreign interference are some of the most talked about parts of Burgess's speech, with the note that there are more spies at the moment than there were at the height of the Cold War gaining particular attention. But, as Andrew Green, defence correspondent for the ABC notes, this news is far from groundbreaking.
It's not something that's new. We pretty much hear this line every time an intelligence chief speaks, and I think it reflects the modern world. Technological advances mean espionage is often easier to carry out. You don't actually have to be in the country.
But this technology is not the only tech used in spycraft. Shoebridge notes that some foreign agencies use technology to gather personal data to blackmail individuals. Beyond these uses, Green also notes that technology is partly behind the growing threat of right-wing extremism.
Using encrypted technology, but increasingly what they're doing is connecting with other like-minded people over the internet, learning the hateful ideology from overseas right-wing groups that are bigger, and then trying to replicate it on Australian soil, holding meetings where they do their weapons and combat training in just small little clusters, as the ASIO boss described it.
But the neo-Nazis, far-right and spies aren't the only ones using the technology. As Shoebridge explains, the Director General's address included an indication that ASIO is becoming increasingly tech-savvy.
He also said that the recent assistance and access legislation, which was quite controversial when it was passed, was used by ASIO within 10 days of the law coming into force, and that it's been invaluable for counter-terrorism work.
The increased use of technology from ASIO may be met with scepticism, considering the secretive and obtuse stereotype of ASIO. But the new Director General made a note of committing to this transparency. And according to Green, this may be part of why he got the job.
Now, the ASIO boss has only been in the job for under 6 months, but he used to run another intelligence agency, the Australian Signals Directorate, and he was the first director of that organisation to really open it up as well. So again, we're seeing him replicate that pattern. It's probably one of the reasons he was appointed to be the Director General of Security in Australia, because he's helping to lift the profile of the organisation and bring it slightly out into the shadows. There is obviously a motivation for ASIO in that it wants to continue to receive very high levels of funding. It does seek more powers, and to do that, it has to make a public case.
ABC Defence correspondent Andrew Green ending that report by Ryan Stanton.